Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, helping keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time for the second time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that one, because that's very contingent to the United States of America in our history. And as they try to knock over all these statues and try to change history by literally getting rid of the segments of our history that were immortalized in the statue, then we need to remind you why they're there to begin with. Well, we talked a little bit about this last hour, but we'll get a little bit more specific. Joe Biden's support is actually dropping like a rock, because the numbers that he had that I said were all hyped up are not the numbers he now has.
Well, that's right, Captain. And I think it's twofold. I think, number one, I think people are looking at this election now a little more closely. We're coming out of the summertime, although if it's really that, with schools not really starting, but starting in some online way in many cases. But nevertheless, we're getting into election season, so people are paying attention, focusing in, but also they're watching Joe Biden literally disintegrate before their very eyes. And so any of the, I'll correct myself. It's actually threefold. They're actually seeing that President Trump as well, and regardless of what Joe Biden happened to Joe Biden, they're seeing that President Trump continues to do the right things for the American people.
And after last night, and after watching Steve Hilton go after Anthony Scaramucci, that arrogant SOB, Italian wise guy, I'm telling you, Donald Trump's numbers are going to go up even higher.
Well, sure, because again, it's sometimes it seems like the word of the day is to shame the American voter into making sure that they can't possibly support Trump or even consider voting for him again, or for the first time. There are going to be a lot of first time Trump voters, by the way, who are changing their vote.
Let me point something else out to you. You've not been correctly hearing about the people that are registering to vote, and they're changing parties, and the number of voters that have gone up. In the state of Florida, where I live, there are more new Republicans now than there were Democrats by a considerable fashion registered to vote.
And that's why the narrative from the mainstream media sources basically has to be Trump is declining, he's way behind in the battleground states, and Joe Biden
again,
is, from his basement bunker just is doing well.
Again, they don't want you to know the truth. We know the truth. I've got the numbers. I've got the figures right here in front of me. I've got people that are telling me this, and then they turn around and they double and they triple up on me, so I know it's true. By the way, amidst the pandemic, the future of the Catholic churches are now, schools rather, are now in doubt because it's obvious that this Antifa group, or whatever you want to call them, I'm going to call Democratic Socialist Communists, they are actually trying to get rid of religion in America. They don't want it.
Well, I think that's a given. That's right. Well, they do want a different kind of religion, and that's really a religion of
the state. Religion. It's worship the government.
That's right. You worship at the altar of the state.
All hail the mighty Caesar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. And so every single aspect of your life will be literally governed by some such thing or other. But also what's happening with the Catholic schools, parochial schools, religious schools basically, is that a lot of people have been so affected economically by this crisis that they have to decide whether or not they're going to be able to send their kids to religious school only because it costs money to do so. And a lot of people, and by the way, this is causing people not just to do that, but they're looking for jobs. They're looking for jobs in other states. So we're going to see people migrating different places. This is a major shakeup, and it's all because you have people, especially in these blue states, Captain, who have wanted to just get as much mileage out of shutting things down and making it hurt and turn up the pain so that they think Trump won't get reelected.
And before we go to break, economist Stephen Moore is once again saying the V-shaped recovery is still on course, that things are slowly moving along in a good manner, good fashion, and I believe it will continue to do that as long as the government gets the hell out of the way and lets business grow the way it should, and the regulations can't come back. They've got to stay gone, and maybe we need to get rid of a few more.
Well, that's right, and that's another thing in many ways the president can do. A lot of the things he can take away is or he can work on is deregulation at whatever level he can do by executive order. But you're right, Stephen Moore was talking about the idea that we've put back about 9.2 million jobs in the last 3 months.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And don't forget, it's a Monday morning, and we're all back to going at it here. And I'm sure that everybody is going to be wide-eyed and bushy-tailed come a little bit later this morning, right, when it's time to go to work. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, my conversation with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting there in your windshield. You can get it in an inspection today because if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have your windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, too, including cars, trucks, and vans. Now, in the state of Florida, you have to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance. That's required. So from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office and process your insurance claim. Premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. Hey, all you got to do is give a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you $100 coming your way and a free windshield. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Right on cue. I'm telling you, right on cue. The guy's got it. Yeah, and I'm telling you, I saw an Auto Glass America truck in my neighborhood when I came home from the gun show on Saturday, and I was thinking to myself, I said, they've been listening.
Exactly, yeah.
Yep. All right, well, you know, I want to give a special shout-out to the thousands of people that have gathered for the 80th annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally up there in Sturgis, South Dakota, amidst the pandemic stuff and all that. Now, we did have some of those Indians again get out there on the roadway going into Sturgis and try to put up roadblocks to keep the motorcyclists from coming through. Wrong thing to do.
Yeah, I think there are members of the Sioux Nation, actually, who did that. Exactly right.
Wrong thing to do. And then we heard some Antifa members are going to get out there, too. Again, wrong thing to do. You might look real spiffy with those little helmets and that black and all that sort of stuff, but you don't want to rile a bunch of motorcyclists. You just don't want to do it.
Well, no, and hopefully there will be no kinds of disturbances. But the only reason there would be a disturbance is if somebody like that shows up and tries to make that happen.
Yeah.
This is a rally and a thing that people love to go to.
And speaking of violence, violence erupted in Beirut as $300 million in aid was pledged by countries around the world. The president was asked something about why are you giving aid to Beirut or some question along those lines. And he says, because we have to. It's humanitarian.
Well, that's right. There is a massive humanitarian problem going on right now. It's a crisis. The temporary aid that will be flowing in, as it is already from the United States and from other areas and other countries, is, I hate to say, really a temporary sort of situation. Beirut is going to need a lot of long-term solutions to this, but you're right. There's anger, there's chaos. And people are saying, how is it possible that the government there allowed these steps to be made that resulted in this accident?
Well, it's believed that between Hezbollah and Iran, they were trying to stir the pot with the disturbances that took place. So we'll see. We'll see where that goes.
Yep.
Now, in the meantime, Portland, Oregon, the violence is continuing there. You know, the agreement was, well, you know, you get rid of the federal and we'll be fine. We'll stop and everything will slow down. No, it's not. They tried to burn down another police building.
Well, and this is the message, Captain. The message is, even if you give in or try to make some kind of accommodation, shall we say, it's just going to get worse from there. And remember accommodations in history? Remember when Neville Chamberlain came back to England in history and said, look, he held up a piece of paper and said, peace in our time,
yeah.
You know, this kind of thing. This is the same sort of concept because, again, these people are not going to simply say, okay, good, we got what we wanted, we'll go home now. That's not the plan for them.
Now, Joe Biden first said that the payroll tax was going to hurt Social Security. And everybody went, well, now, wait a minute here, hold it. No, it's not either, and they explained why. And then he turned around and reversed course by saying, oh, no, it won't. Well, the reason it won't is because the 7.9% that the president by executive order is taking off the table until January will actually be paid by the employers at that time.
Right. But, you know, this is one of those things, Captain, that there has to be a knee-jerk reaction, especially from the Biden campaign, where anything President Trump does, you have to just become unhinged, and you have to say, you know, this is terrible, this is bad, this is going to gut Social Security, it's going to blow a hole in the deficit. You know, you can say whatever you want to say as long as it's negative. But I think the American people, Captain, want even the opposing candidate in this case to even come out and say, well, it's okay if we could cut the taxes for the American people. It might kind of help them out a little bit in this horrible crisis that we're in. There's no unity at all. And then, of course, when it looked like, okay, well, it's not really going to do this, then he had to reverse himself.
Yeah, and Senator Tom Cotton came out yesterday and kind of made a real shot across the bow to the New York Times. Of course, they've been after him for a while. But he said the New York Times has been exposed as a laughingstock of the newspaper industry. Well, they've been that for years.
Right. Well, I think he was talking about, you know, they don't want to have free speech. They don't want to have an open and fair debate. They don't want to, he basically said, I think they want to be protected from any opinion in which they disagree. And he had written an opinion piece about using the Insurrection Act to protect innocent property and lives, basically.
Now, to my brothers and sisters of the Blue Order of the Police, I have no idea why the Black Lives Matter leader who injured a New York Police Department officer had his charges reduced, which has caused absolute, again, if they weren't inflamed enough, it's caused absolute outrage up there in New York City amongst the already upset police union.
Well, sure, because, again, there should be equal justice under the law, And if you do a terrible, heinous crime,
yep.
Then it seems like the law should deal with it.
And this is the New York City Manhattan, Cyrus, or Vance, I think his name is Vance, is the New York City Manhattan district attorney who did this, and he is no friend of the police to go and do something like this. He should have thrown the freaking book at the guy.
Well, exactly, but these are politically charged times. These decisions that are being made aren't being made with the notion of being even-handed in any way, shape, or form, because it's all the political optics. But again, if anybody else had done what this person had done, they would be throwing the book at him.
Now, a couple things about Ohio and what's going on there. First of all, the Ohio governor's conflicting coronavirus tests raise a big question about tests in general.
Well, exactly. I mean, the issue is that supposing somebody goes and gets tested and they get a false, positive.
He just had a false positive because he had two negatives in a row right after that.
That's right. And so, yes, testing may be a great way to go. But unfortunately, if we can't trust the tests, and sometimes the origin of these tests, Captain, are from China, correct?
And the best Republican that the Democrats ever got that should go over and stay there, former Ohio Governor John Kasich, who is supposedly a Republican, we call him a rhino, will open speaking for the Democratic convention along with Michelle Obama and Bernie Sanders on the first night of the convention.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Isn't this the same guy who would not go to the convention because they were going to be nominating Donald Trump?
And he was the governor of the state at the time.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Maybe that's another 15 minutes of fame for John Kasich.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse in Puerto Rico with voting and this, that, and the other, Puerto Rico's historic primaries this week are being marred by the lack of ballots. What the heck?
Yeah, I heard about this. It's not funny. It's a very, very serious thing, obviously. But, of course, unfortunately, if you don't have the ballots and you can't conduct the election, then that's a disenfranchisement of voters like you've never seen.
And finally, an unusual earthquake of 5.1 rattled North Carolina yesterday.
Yes, it did. So this is pretty interesting. This is the last big earthquake they had like this there was back in 1916. It was a 5.2 back then. But there is some geological, activity in the region, especially around the Appalachians there, we understand. But this is very, very odd, and we've seen some pictures of damage. I don't know of any real injuries, which is a good thing. But there was a sort of a little swarm of earthquakes that led up to it, to this particular one, six of them. They ranged from 2.1 to 2.6 before this latest one struck.
Yeah, and let's not forget that the reason that some of you people out there aren't getting your coronavirus stimulus check right now, like you thought you might, which you're not necessarily guaranteed to get by any stretch of the imagination, it's something there if they want to give it to you. If they don't, they don't have to, because there's no law that says they have to. Just remember who it was that stalled it in the first place. I believe her name was Nancy.
Yeah, that's right, Nancy.
Tell us how you hear your show, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Check him out, KyleWarrenShow.com. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's negotiators have been working with Congress after talks with lawmakers over a massive COVID-19 bill collapsed again. President Trump says things are finally coming together.
Could be by the end of the week. They're being drawn by the lawyers right now. They work very nicely. It would be nice to be able to do it with the Democrats.
He says he has executive orders ready to go to address evictions and unemployment insurance, as well as student loans. Democratic leaders say executive orders are insufficient in meeting the needs of the pandemic. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It doesn't cover opening of schools. It doesn't cover testing. It doesn't cover dealing with rental assistance. It doesn't cover elections. It doesn't cover so many things. There's a long list. I could go on and on and on.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, yes, it is. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you, as always, our military and veterans news segment by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about where they're at coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They've got one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, and the other one is here in Clearwater in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, all you got to do
is check them out online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And then schedule a tour. And I do mean schedule a tour. Pick a place. Give them a call. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And tell them you want to take the tour. Check them out. See what they have to offer. You will be razzle-dazzled by what you see, I'm telling you. Because the National Aviation Academy is your ticket to ride. And they are the answer to many people's thoughts and prayers out there when it comes to a job. A highly successful, highly paying job with tremendous benefits, too. So, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Now, starting things out, Russia, over the weekend, said that they will perceive any ballistic missile launched at its territory. Now, they said territory. As a nuclear attack that warrants a nuclear retaliation. Talking Tough put it in an article that was published over the weekend. Well, I don't really think they want to go there, but if they do, then, you know, it is what it is. I mean, what the heck? Everything else is coming unglued. Might as well have that go in there too, right? No, not really. Jeez. Hollywood has provided one of the most powerful positive images of our military for years, and now denying cooperation with movie makers would degrade the U.S. government, its ability to tell its own story when it comes to some of the military movies they make out there, the action-packed military thrillers and all that stuff. There have been some really great movies over the years that have depicted things that happened in the military that people might not have understood or might not have, you know, been totally aware of, that have actually helped to make things better for the military, not worse. And unfortunately, this democratic socialist mood that we have right now, this communist move, is not making things all that that helpful. But we'll see what happens. Major General Scott Eflin, the commander of Fort Hood, was slated to go to Fort Bliss and take over leadership of the 1st Armored Division. Sounded all well and good, right? Well, amidst his transfer, going on at the base right now are all those investigations about the specialist, the female that died, and the Latina, and about the sexual harassments that may or may not have been going on there and all that. So General Eflin isn't going anywhere just yet. So we'll see how that all plays out as we move along here in the days and weeks to come, because obviously the person at the top always gets blamed first. By the way, up there in Alaska, the Alaska Natives were allowed to apply one time for 160 acres of land under the 1906 Alaska Native Allotment Act. Well, now a new program is allowing some Alaska Native Vietnam vets to get that 180 acres of land in Alaska. How about that? Sounds like a winner to me. By the way, we mentioned, but didn't really mention much about it, the West Point graduate and retired Air Force Lieutenant General Brent Scowcroft, aide to two different presidents, died Thursday at age 95. He was a great man, and he'll be missed. Very, very, very influential and knowledgeable leader. By the way, remember those Green Berets that got caught in Venezuela with their planned attack? Well, the Venezuelan court has sentenced the two former U.S. Special Forces soldiers to 20 years each in prison for their part in a blunder-filled beach attack aimed at overthrowing President Nicolas Maduro. They're lucky they didn't get more than that, and we'll see how much of that they serve before the United States may or may not help them out and barter their way out of there. I don't know what it's going to take to do that, but we'll see. By the way, Nagasaki, on the 75th anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing of that city, urged a nuclear weapons ban around the world. I'm sure that's going on deaf ears. And the Afghan Council, okay, the Afghan Council has agreed to free 400 Taliban prisoners to set up peace talks laid out to deal with the U.S. Now, this is pretty much what was promised the Taliban with allowing their prisoners to go in stages. And they're going back probably on the battlefield to fight again, to live to fight another day, that sort of thing. Don't forget about that either. By the way, also the Marine Amphibious Assault Vehicle was successfully recovered with the remains of all 8 missing service members on board in the Amphibious Assault Vehicle. They, of course, will be buried with full military honors. The investigation is still ongoing as to what happened there. And the U.S. Space Force is getting an official second in command. Yeah. Wonder what they're going to call him, because they're changing all the ranks around to kind of emulate the Navy ranks. So I wonder if he'll be like a Commodore or something. But anyway, the U.S. is looking to reduce its presence in the Middle East as long-term conflicts are coming to a close and Army logistics support vessels finally are leaving the Middle East for wherever they go next. We'll see how that plays out. And you might have heard, if not, the White House has agreed to cover costs for National Guard on coronavirus missions for 3 more states. That brings 37 states into the mix where their National Guard are deployed that are being paid for by the federal government. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. By the way, a human F-16 pilot will fight against artificial intelligence in an upcoming contest that they're having as 8 teams are squaring off in the opportunity to face a human pilot under DARPA's Aerial Combat Program. Wonder how that's going to work out. That'll be interesting, right? But anyway, it is what it is. And we're waiting to see also what happens with this next military plan budget, with the pay raises that the military is getting. Well deserved. They don't pay them enough. And the more they can get, the better we are. Just my humble opinion, but what do I know, right? Okay, we are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Monday morning, here on the radio. Coming back with the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, doing that for us. Thank you very much, Donna. And we will be doing the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right now, reminding you that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always, always, always brought to you by our friends at your Pilot Travel Center or Flying J Truck Stop. Stop on by, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a nice free cup of coffee. And by the way, if you got one of those Drivers Club mugs, if you get one of those free mugs for being a member of the Drivers Club that you get with your points, fill it up with whatever. I mean, that's just the way it works. So here we go.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate.
weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of GMC. Now with a tricked out team he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin up there somewhere trucking on the highways and byways. You never know where he's going to turn up at, and I do believe he's probably up there because of the fact that he does come out of Canada, that if you come down here, you got to do that quarantine and stuff, and I don't think he wants any part of that, but that's just me talking, but then what do I know? Well, let's take a quick look at the weather here across the country. Now, strong to severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, heavy rain, and flash flooding are expected across the eastern plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley on Monday, especially from Kansas into Missouri. Meanwhile, heat will consume several locations from the northeast, that's Boston and New York City, into the mid and lower Mississippi Valley from Memphis to St. Louis, and persisting around the Phoenix area, too, where temperatures today in Phoenix are going to be approaching 115 degrees. Wow. Northeastern corner of Utah, going up I-15 out of Salt Lake. You're going to have some red flag warnings in that area. Also, between on I-80, between Laramie and Cheyenne, going up over the top of the rock by the Lincoln Monument there. You're going to have some, and might even be Elk Mountain included in this one, too. Going to have a red flag warning there. There is, parts of Montana, parts of Washington, parts of Oregon, all across I-80 in Nevada. You've got a high heat advisory there around Boise in Idaho. You got a high heat advisory there. Then when you move over to the eastern part of Oklahoma from the Kansas line, Missouri line, right in that little area, down into Arkansas, the edge there, all the way down almost to the bottom of Oklahoma and Arkansas, you've got a high heat advisory there. Now, high heat advisory, northern Mississippi, up through the western part of Tennessee to include Memphis, up through the southwestern corner of Kentucky, the southern and southwestern part of Illinois, Missouri, St. Louis area, definitely, and then on down the Mississippi Valley on the Missouri side and on the Arkansas side as well. High heat advisories there. Now, up in the northeastern part of the U.S., from New York City to Boston, oh boy, going to be warm up that way tonight, really, and today. And, you know, we do have some areas of poor air quality around Cleveland tonight and today. And there's also some in Colorado to the west of Denver over by Grand Junction. So you've got some quality alerts when it comes to your breathing of the air there. And also, when you get up into the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania and the western part of New Jersey over towards the Pennsylvania line, you've got some heat, some high quality or air quality advisories there too. So be advised. That's what's in the mix right now for today and for tonight. And again, no surprise there. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. You know, if you haven't been in a Pilot Travel Center lately, you're going to be surprised when you see an Arby's, full-service Dairy Queen with their full menu, a McDonald's, a Wendy's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Chester's Chicken, Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell. You're going to be shocked to see that in there. And the big ones do it right. And, of course, Pilot and Flying J are the largest chain, truck stop chain in the country. Now, the Flying J's, of course, have got the great sit-down restaurants, the Denny's, or the Huddle House, depending on what part of the country you're in, or the Moe's Southwest Grills, too, all there and ready for you. So keep in mind, that's all there for you with the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Now, what you need to do is go on in there and tell them the captain sent you, and I'm telling you, you're going to wind up getting yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And if you're in the driver's club and you got one of those mugs, well, guess what? You can fill the mug up for a refill with whatever you want to put in it there from the Flying J or the travel travel center nearest you. All right. We're going to jump on over to the telephone line because we have got on the telephone line right now Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good Monday morning.
Good morning.
What's going on in Beirut? The world wants to know.
Well, it has the makings of a Tahrir Square, which happened, in, if you remember, in the beginning of...
Tiananmen Square, yep, where the guy got run over with a tank, yep.
No. Tahrir Square.
Oh, I was thinking.
Cairo.
Okay, I was thinking of China.
No,
this is the
beginnings of the Arab Spring.
Yeah, okay.
What was it they wanted to do? They wanted to remove their leaders out of corruption and all the rest of it, which ended up happening. And that's how we ended up with the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, the same kind of thing is in the makings in Beirut.
Wonderful.
Well, that's where we are. So this one's one to watch. I hope it doesn't turn into a Tahrir Square. But they are having some pretty violent protests with the throwing of the rocks and the frozen water bottles and so forth. So it's not a good thing.
I heard them say over the weekend on one of the talk shows somewhere, I don't know which one of the TV weekend talk shows, that they were blaming Hezbollah and Iran for instigating this.
Well, I mean, there's lots of theories. And I think that officials are looking at as much technology as they possibly can to see really what happened. I mean, we have a video out there that shows the missile, which is a doctored video that is not a real video. So we've kind of dispelled that one. But there's much more to consider here. So I think we have to kind of necessarily go slow on this one.
Hmm. Okay. Well, when you say nothing surprises me anymore about what's going on, but we got to keep our eyes on this one because this could cause the whole area to explode.
That's right. That's precisely right.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, we had this little escapade, if you will, over the weekend with Portland. Once again, you know, it's going to be all quiet, you know, feds leave, we're going to be okay, this, that, and the other. Well, here they are going at it again.
Yes, they are. And so I would say that the mayor and governor have been completely wrong about the fact that having the feds in there. So they look a little stupid right about now, don't they?
Yes, they do. Hold that thought, and we'll get back to that and a lot more because we got plenty of stuff to talk about today. By the way, how low will they go? I'm talking about Pelosi and Mnuchin eyeing even lower COVID aid if they're able to come to agreement on anything. I'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.